For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Work is underway at the State House on next year's $9 billion state budget, which is expected to pump money into reforming the state's public education system. Governor McMaster sent his budget recommendations to the legislature this week, calling for a 5% pay raise for teachers at a cost of about $155 million, $36 million for colleges aimed at holding down tuition, and over $48 million to put more trained police officers and mental health counselors in schools. McMaster's budget also recommends $100 million to pay for infrastructure to lure businesses into the state's poorest school districts. The governor again vowed to fix education in the state.
I think the consensus from those that I've had conversations with and over the months is now is the time that this year is the right year. And the fact that we have this surplus that was not expected coming in is like a gift from the sky.
That gift from the sky, McMaster references, is $1 billion in available tax income for lawmakers to spend in the new budget, half from one-time surplus funds and half from more tax income generated by growth in the state's economy. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Sumter Representative Merle Smith, says writing a budget when there's a lot of so-called new money around can actually be harder than budgeting during lean years.
We've got the recurring dollars, which are the dollars that will be here, projected to be here every year, and then the non-recurring, which is the one-time dollars. So you cannot spend the one-time dollars on obligations that are going to continue year after year. So that makes it a little more difficult, too. So everybody's coming in and asking for a lot of pay raises and for new funding in their agency, and all that makes it a lot more difficult because of the perception that there's a lot of new money in the state.
Smith says the Republican legislature and the Republican governor are pretty much on the same page with budget priorities this year. That was rarely the case with McMaster's predecessor, Nikki Haley. The governor is also recommending giving $200 million of the new money back to taxpayers in the form of rebates. State college leaders claim that their budgets have yet to recover from the severe budget cuts during the Great Recession, and they say that is why tuition rates have skyrocketed. McMaster's executive budget calls for a 6% increase in college appropriations if the schools pledge to freeze tuition. House Republican leader Gary Semrel of Rock Hill says lawmakers will be looking to balance the needs of the colleges with what students have to pay to attend.
We also want the most bang for the buck for South Carolinians. And part of what we talked about in higher education is making sure it's affordable for South Carolinians. But we need to make sure the state is living up to its end of what was the promise in higher education for the students in South Carolina.
Besides the proposed pay raises for teachers, McMaster is recommending raises for public safety and corrections workers, but not for state employees as a group. Orangeburg Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter says Democrats will work to include raises in the budget for all state workers.
What I'm asking my colleagues to do is find a backbone somewhere, say no to some people and say yes to state employees, because they have been toiling unrewarded for too long now. And after a certain point, it's like, you know what, take this job and shove it.
Cobb Hunter points out that there are 10,000 fewer state workers on the job than in 2005, and that for the last decade, she says, their salaries have fallen far behind other southeastern states. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.